Welcome back to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week we're talking about winning an ARIA. What can it do for you and your career, and what kind of impact can it have? In 2024, Lady Unchained from the Prison Radio Association won a gold ARIA for the best specialist music show for Free Flow, and we'll hear from her in a moment. But first, we'll hear from some former ARIA winners who have left me WhatsApp voice notes on how important winning was to them, starting with Justin Dealey from BBC Three Counties.
Winning an ARIA has had a huge impact in a positive way on me for a whole variety of reasons. Number one is pride. Having your name or your radio station's name read out at those prestigious awards, going up on stage and just taking it all in, it's a feeling like no other. Your heart is just racing. Confidence, it's given me a lot of confidence, but at the same time, it's also kept my feet firmly on the ground, and I'll explain why. So I've got the frame certificate on my wall very close to my front door, and by seeing it, it always makes me think, what am I going to do this year to top that achievement? So creatively, you're always thinking to the future, never standing still. And I would encourage everybody to enter their stuff, because every single year, the same conversation comes up. How can, for argument's sake, a local radio station compete with a national station at these huge industry awards? Well, here's the thing. It is possible. Because every May or whenever the awards are held, there is always a few upsets. And that's what gave me the encouragement originally to start entering my stuff. I never thought in a million years that we would pick up the Radio Times Moment of the Year last year, but it happened, and it was one of the best nights of my life.
Hello, it is the Milo part of Milo and Rosie here. It feels weird this, because normally we just do everything together, but I managed to find a really cheap holiday to Egypt. So that's the reason why we're not together, because she's 6'2" and can't fit in my case. Anyway, ARIAs, one of the best things ever. We've got three of them, genuinely, winning an ARIA. It's the best feeling in the world. Like, other than the birth of my child, which I sobbed a lot at, and the day I got married, that is the third best moment of my life. When you work so hard, right, and you've just got such an amazing person that you work with, that's Rosie, if you wondered. Yeah, just to be able to walk on that stage with someone who you love, who you share the best interests with and the same passions as, and you both just work together to make the best radio, to then be recognised for it with that ARIA on that stage in front of the wonderful industry that we work in. Yeah, it's just second to none. And then I've got them at home in my studio, and they're just nice to look at. And it feels weird, but every time, like, it sounds, the geek in me loves this, but when you just look at it and you think, oh, that's an ARIA, is that? It's just nice to have that slab of metal, and they're very heavy, you know. Enter if you haven't, because the feeling, it can't really be put into words how it feels when you do win one of those things. Yeah, anyway, because we're not together, over to my best mate in the whole entire world. Very seamlessly, this is going to be put together. Over to you, Rosie.
Well, you can tell it's an all-inclusive holiday in Egypt, can't you? He's never said so many nice things about me. In all seriousness, though, I'm going to have to sort of repeat what Milo said. To have that experience and to share that with your best mate is a feeling that I cannot really begin to describe. We are two Yorkshire radio presenters who have not come from some big sparkly city or from the telly. We're just two people who want to make other people laugh and want to make good radio. And to have that recognised by people that we respect in the industry and people that we look up to in the industry as well. I mean, not literally, as Milo said, I'm 6'2". That means a lot. And to have that happen three times, well, technically four, if we count the silver, Milo forgot that. It's overwhelming what that means to us both. I think you could hear it in our voices how much the ARIA Awards means to us. I mean, it's just nice to get out of Yorkshire, you know what I mean? But to have people who we have always respected in the industry see us and to feel seen by the industry was massive for us. And it's helped us play with the big boys.
We'll hear more voice notes from former ARIA winners during the podcast. But let's turn to this week's guest. And I asked Lady Unchained how winning the gold ARIA has enhanced her broadcasting career.
To be honest, I think, first of all, just the feeling of being acknowledged for a show that is airing in prison. It's not on air like with everybody else. It's not like mainstream. So all my listeners are people in prison. So for something like that to be acknowledged at the ARIAs, the Oscars of radio, it was incredible. It was an incredible feeling. I would say how it made me feel was it showed people, all the listeners that I work with, all the people that tune into Free Flow, call into Free Flow, learning how to spit their bars, editing themselves. It showed them that we can build life after prison, because I once upon a time was in prison and now I'm an award-winning broadcaster. And I think what it's done for me and the listeners is just show them that, you know, creative writing is a powerful tool. Radio is a powerful tool. And using our stories to actually tell the world the realities of prison, the realities of this criminal justice system is a powerful move. So I think for me, it just meant so much more for the people that listen in to Free Flow every single week, that are developing each day and just, I guess, tuning in sometimes in the most darkest hours. For me, I would say that's what it's done for me. It's just kind of helped prove that there's life after prison, but also helped other people acknowledge the work that National Prison Radio does for upcoming radio broadcasters like myself.
Yeah, National Prison Radio is an amazing organisation, and I've spoken to several people about the work that you all do, and it's incredible. Let's go back to that night then, 2024. How did you feel going up when you heard your name, Gold ARIA winner, going up on that stage?
I want to just say quickly, big up my producer, Arthur, because we then had to like go on the stage, say some stuff. I never write a speech because honestly, I'm just always just excited that, you know, we're being nominated, and then to be nominated and then to be selected, you know, like that's incredible. So just to be in the space is incredible. But then to be up for an award, you know, I never write a speech because it's like, I never believe that this is actually going to happen.
You think you might jinx it as well, don't you? If you've got some prepared, yeah.
Like, what am I writing a speech for? Like, who am I going to read it to if I don't win, you know? I mean, of course, I could always read it to the listeners and say, this is what I could have said.
Yeah.
I would have said. Going up
on that
stage,
it feels a bit presumptuous if you write a speech.
It does, doesn't it, right? And I think people coming from lived experience, we kind of always, like, we're just learning to accept that we are worth these awards. Like, you know, a lot of us are coming from a background where we don't believe that we deserve to be in these spaces. You know, there's that kind of fear, but excitement. And going on that stage with my producer, Arthur, thank God for him, because after you win, you go to the back and then you're interviewed. And I was asked how I felt about it. And thank God you're asking me now, because they asked me how I felt about it. And I just started laughing. You know, the nervous laughs.
Yeah. Hysteria sets in.
Literally. And my producer, Arthur, had to step in real quick to just speak on our behalf. You know, eventually I did speak. But again, it was unreal. It's an unreal feeling. And, you know, every time, you know, I've got the award at my house and, you know, I'm getting ready and I kind of like see it and start acknowledgement, like, you actually, you won, like, gold. You know, the feeling is unlike, I don't know if I can put it into words, and I should be able to because I'm a writer. But honestly, it's out of this world. It's an acknowledgement that not only I feel, my producers feel, the whole of National Prison Radio feels, all of the listeners throughout our shows, you know, not just Free Flow listeners, throughout the whole of the NPR shows that we have, acknowledge that, you know, these are people that came from the same space as them. You know, once upon a time, we was behind a door, and now we are hosting, we are, you know, winning awards, we are doing incredible stuff. And I think that just again goes to show the power of National Prison Radio for continuing to push us and, you know, picking up on things that we say on air that we might not acknowledge at the time is something so powerful. And they pick up on those things and put it through to you guys. And lo and behold, we are selected. So the feeling is unreal, but it's an incredible feeling.
Hello, Ian Lee here. Being on the radio, as I was for 20 odd years, nearly 25 years, is a privilege. It's an honor to sit in a studio. And for me, I did phone-in shows, have members of the public phone in and chat to me and tell me their stories. It was always about stories. And you would hear wonderful moments of joy and huge, deep moments of despair and sadness. Both were very, very welcome when I was on the air. And I have been lucky enough to have won more than my fair share of awards simply for sitting in the studio and talking to people. There is something bizarre and wonderful, and I'll be honest, a little bit weird about having your name read out at the London Palladium, being invited up on stage and being handed a big old lump of metal, because I took a call from a man that had tried to end his own life. Took a bit of getting my head around to make sense of that. But ultimately, I'm looking at the thing here. I have pride. I have great memories. I have a real connection with that call and with my history. And you know what? It's nice to have bits of metal on the bookshelf. And your kids go, "What's that, Daddy?" And you go, "Well, in 2019, I was the best radio presenter." So, yeah, I'm very proud of my awards.
Do you think that winning an ARIA changes the way people perceive you in the audio industry? I mean, because you're an award winner now, you can put that on your CV, you can put that on the bottom of your emails, award-winning broadcaster. Does that change how people look at you, the opportunities that come your way?
I definitely think it does bring new opportunities. And also because National Presenter Made is not mainstream, right? So not every single other presenter knows about us as individual presenters. You know, they know about National Presenter Radio, but they don't know about each individual presenter that is working hard to kind of make their show exciting for their listeners, you know, and bring information that is necessary for those listeners. Not everybody knows, but when you go to the ARIAS and you win a gold, you have to stand on that stage. And it's an acknowledgement of other people going, "Oh, that's who that person is." And also being given other opportunities to then, you know, come to the Radio Academy Festival and be part of that, you know, part of that amazing day where, you know, I was last year, I got the opportunity from Praminda to actually come and host some of the sessions that were happening. And honestly, I really do believe that that is because of the gold, you know, because of the gold, because of other people acknowledging the work we do, you know, also getting to know us a little bit, because, you know, when you're on radio, it's like, you know, somebody might just be like, "Oh yeah, she's a presenter." But then when you win that, it's like, "Oh, she's a gold winner present, you know, broadcaster." It's a whole new title. And I love to be able to send emails and have at the bottom of my signature, you know, "gold winner" for anything, not even just for radio, just for other work that I'm doing independently, to just show like, this is what I am and this is what I've won and acknowledged in my life. And again, I have to bring it back to having that lived experience and being able to say, actually, once upon a time, I don't know if I could even believe that I'd be a radio presenter. But now I'm a gold winner, you know, so the opportunities are coming out. I definitely wish there will be more opportunities coming up, especially with the award winning, you know, winning a gold. It's like you just want to do more. And I guess it does really push you to actually not only be better, but to work harder in the job that you're in and continue to like support the people that you're supporting and make amazing radio that hopefully will win more gold awards.
Let's talk a bit about Free Flow then. Explain the concept to me. What is Free Flow?
So Free Flow is an instrumental show where we play the beat twice. So artists, well, I say artists and I mean the listeners, can get their bars right. It was originally hosted by my friend and colleague, Ali, who's the presenter of Porridge at National Prison Radio. And he obviously got released just before lockdown, COVID measure, you know, when COVID was about to kick in. And the show was passed over to me. And as you can imagine, we all know how COVID affected every single person outside here. But within the prison system, it meant no visits, no education. You know, it was basically behind a door and you're lucky if you get an hour out to shower, you know. And there was that choice of like, you shower or you call your family, you know, that it was a very difficult time for people in prison. And myself and my producer Arthur decided, you know, let's see if we can get people to write, you know, like we know that there's so much talent behind the doors. You know, we know there's people that's rapping. We know that there's people that are storytellers, poets, script writers. And we gave them the opportunity to listen to an instrumental, rap down the phone line, call up and get some feedback by myself, you know. So they will call up. And honestly, we did not know how much this will kick off. But within weeks, we had continuous calls of people rapping down the phone line. And what people need to understand is that, you know, the people that are calling in, then there's no glorifying of crime. It's just telling their true stories, especially during COVID. It was telling us what was really going on behind the doors, you know, some of the missing your family, you know, not seeing your family, those kind of like very emotional moments that we were all feeling, but in the prison system was heightened. Like it was just heightened a little bit more. And now it's like continuous, you know. So we have are sponsored by Shannon Trust, who are all about nobody left out of learning. So they have mentors within the prison system who go in, they're mentors who are also prisoners, who have given their time to help other people learn how to read, you know, work on their numeracy, read letters for them if they can't read certain letters. And it's this big kind of like collaboration between Shannon Trust and National Prison Radio that, you know, now people can call up and rap about Shannon Trust or rap about learning how to read or rap about, you know, how it helps them help others to read. So the show has just been, it's grown so much that we honestly, we're really fascinated, like we're really excited and we're really happy that people call in because, you know, you can put something out there and people are like, oh, well, but you know, people are rapping about their true stories, you know, that they're rapping, you know, there's no swearing allowed. So it's not like, you know, they're not allowed to swear on air. They're not allowed to say anything that can get them into more trouble. But then they get that feedback from myself. And, you know, I say, you know, this line is amazing. Like, tell me more about this line. But what the incredible part of Free Flow is when somebody calls the phone, raps about something that is, you know, so heartfelt. And then another random person from a completely different prison calls up and says, oh my God, I love what that man was saying. Thank you so much for sharing that. You know, we're a community and we use it to support each other, to motivate each other and to just grow as writers. It's incredible. I don't know how else to explain it, but it is an incredible way to react, to respond to listeners and have that idea that people can actually tell their story and learn as they're calling in, they're developing those skills of performance, those skills of writing. And we've had people that have called in and wasn't as great as everybody else. But as the years have gone on, you've seen how they've learned with the feedback, with the encouragement, you know, they've learned how to tell their story in a better way. You know, they've learned how to call up and not swear down the phone line. You know, it's an incredible journey. Yeah. And yeah, they basically self-edit now, you know, and it's incredible because people would think
that's,
you know,
a skill in itself, though, isn't it?
It's a skill in itself.
Yeah, self-editing is, having that filter to know, right, I mustn't do it.
Exactly. And of course, we've had people call and, you know, rap very well and then like halfway through forget. And then they just like, they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then hang up the phone. And again, it's like, thank you so much because you've done that yourself. We didn't need to edit you. You know, you just acknowledge and you know, they will say, I'll call back. And they'll hang up the phone. And that's incredible to see. It's incredible to see because it means that they're getting prepared and getting ready for the outside world. And I always say to them, the words that you're writing, the words that you're sending in is the map to how you're going to live your life on the outside. So let's learn these skills from now. And Free Flow allows them to do that.
Tell me about your new projects. What's coming up for you?
So with Becoming Unchained CIC, we are working on a podcast. It's all about creative writing and the criminal justice system. Different guests. Not everybody's got lived experience, but there's people that actually have worked within the system or have been affected by the system. And it is called Unchained Voices, produced by Renegade Production. It's coming out on the 17th of February. So if anybody wants to tune in, please do tune in. And you can also follow us at unchained.org.uk.
What would you say to anyone who's thinking of applying or has got a half-finished application in process right now for this year's ARIAS?
Oh my God, just finish the application. Finish it. I mean, I have the pleasure of not having to write those applications because my producers do all of that. But if you are already halfway through, there's nothing stopping you at all. Like, you know what? Even if it's just that your name gets selected and you don't win the gold, there's silver, there's bronze. There's so many ways for you to be part of this massive event and just do it. Like, you know, what is stopping you? Ideally, like what is stopping you from finishing this application? Because one thing that I would say, I always used to say is like, you know, for people with lived experience, we got used to hearing the word no, right? But behind every no, there is a yes. So you don't know how many people are going to see and hear your show and say, actually, yes, this is the one I want. You know, I want to hear more of this. So put it in and just, yeah, get it done. And you never know, you might be the next person winning that gold award.
Hey, it's Louis here. I've got the great honor and privilege of running Fixed Radio and winning gold in the best sonic branding. It's probably one of the top three highlights of building the brand to date. which has been 12 years so far. And it was amazing to get that industry recognition. There's amazing things about radio. One of the challenges is you don't always know whether you're doing a great job. You know, often it can take 3 or 4 months to get audience data back. Even with that, it's very challenging to know whether you're on the right path. And so to get recognition from those that really do know the craft of radio inside out, the judges of those awards, is just incredible. It gave our team such a boost. And for all the stakeholders, you know, our commercial partners, our investors, everyone involved in the radio station, it gave them a massive boost and encouragement that we're on the right path. It was amazing, and we hope to win many more.
My name is Jane Morgan, and I won 2 Silver ARIA Awards in 2024, one for Best Music Special and one for Best Commercial Partnership for the podcast I produce for The Bark Choir called Change Your Tune. And it was a very significant thing for me in a number of ways. I had fairly recently come back to the UK and had been working in audio for a little while. And certainly to be able to say that I'd won those 2 awards was hugely useful in terms of people taking me seriously, the credibility I had, just a mark of the sort of quality of work that I might be able to produce. Even more significantly, actually, the Bark Choir is my own client, a direct client of my company, Podcart, which meant it was Podcart's name that was up there on the evening, which really meant that my brand was being put out there. I suppose, lastly, I would say, I think everybody who is human has moments of self-doubt when they think, am I really any good at this? And I wouldn't be being honest if I didn't admit that sometimes I just think, well, you know what? You won 2 Silver ARIA Awards, so probably you are. So, you know, carry on. It was a huge thrill. I would say it was one of the real highlights of my audio career.
A big thank you to Lady Unchained for being our guest, and also to Justin Dealey, Milo and Rosie, Ian Lee, Jane Morgan and Louis Timpany for their voice notes. The deadline for the ARIAs has been extended to a minute to midnight on Monday the 16th of February, so go to radioacademy.org to enter. Our next Foot in the Door event is at the University of Essex in Colchester on the 12th of March. More guest speakers are being added all the time, so check out the website where you can also book tickets. It's £12 for non-members and £6 for members of the Academy, and this is a fantastic event for anyone wanting to get into the audio industry. Tickets on sale now at radioacademy.org/training. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the Radio Academy podcast wherever you get your pods. And if you fancy leaving us a review, that would be amazing. Thank you. I'll see you next week.